Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
As we were just discussing with Minister Heather Humphreys before the break, the new Garda Anti-Corruption Unit has issued a statement to say that random drug testing of Garda personnel will begin in 6 months. Brendan O'Connor is the Vice President of the GRA, the Representative Association for Rank and File Gardaí, and is on the line. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Claire.
You heard the Minister there saying that she supports the Commissioner in his plan. You're not so sure.
Well, I wouldn't say, well, that's exactly it, Claire. We're just not so sure. We are engaged in a process and part of discussions and briefings with our employer and representative Scottish Commissioner. And that process, we didn't believe, was at a very advanced stage. We hadn't seen a procedural document. We were aware of the policy document that's been released. It's kind of generic. So certainly, it came as a shock to us that it was announced so publicly yesterday and there was a certain suggestion that it would be all Gardaí would be tested. So it was a bit of at odds of what we had been talking about behind the scenes, and of course came just as a shock. And it's very hard for us to adopt a position on a procedural document that will impact our members without actually having sight of what they're facing.
What is there to fear, though, here for Gardaí? Like, if you're not taking drugs, you're grand.
Absolutely, Claire. And I just want to be very, very clear on this point in case there's any ambiguity or any confusion. The members that we represent have absolutely no time and no regard for anyone amidst our ranks that's involved in criminal activity or any association with those who wreak havoc on communities. It's our members that are on the front line to fight against drugs, and we see the havoc that it wreaks on communities and families. So it's not about in any way trying to protect or justify any such behaviour, but what we are talking about is having a fair procedure in place that vindicates the rights of everyone. Because, you know, this subject is very clear for people to get in their mind, because what we saw in relation to the HSC hacking scandal was the sensitivity against people's medical records. So we have members who may be getting treatment from a doctor for a condition that they're not obliged to report to their employee, and that doesn't impair their ability to carry their duties. So this sort of thing now will throw up those sort of scenarios. So it's just about balancing the rights of individuals and their privacy and the organisational need. We're not opposed to it, but we just need to see those checks and balances in place.
So just to be clear, you're okay with some degree of drug testing, but not random drug testing. Is that your position?
Well, we would not have an objection to random drug testing that was proportionate. I mean, and what we were in discussions with management and what they indicated to us is that what they were seeking approval from and support for now, it wasn't agreed, which was in around 5% of the workforce. But we saw media reports yesterday suggesting that there would be much more higher proportions and that every guard would be subjected to drug testing. So again, drug testing is not unique in any workplace, but we'd just like to see that it was proportionate and that it was confidentiality and who would be carrying it out, and just something to bring reassurance. Mm-hmm. Instead of these kind of headline-grabbing announcements about corruption and this kind of connotation, association of our members with wrongdoing that needs to be weeded out, it seems to be an ongoing theme that our members are kind of expressing concerns about and a bit of unease.
Well, one of the ways to stop all of that is to weed out any wrongdoing. And this, you would imagine, is the aim of this policy.
Well, look, yes, and it will assist in doing so. But let's not lose sight of the fact that, you know, on occasions where there has been people who have erred and have strayed, it's our members often who actually initially report concerns because they're working with people, or in fact, to detect people and prosecute and bring them before the court. So again, this suggestion that it has to be a secret drug testing to root out any wrongdoing. There is no tolerance amongst the members we represent for wrongdoing or for involvement in people who are supplying drugs or taking drugs. Mm-hmm. But it's just the way it's been, and we were involved in a process we thought was constructive, but again, here we go, consultation seems to be put to one side, and we have an element of sensationalism in the way these things have been launched and put in the public eye.
Are you laying that at the door of the Commissioner?
Well, look, we wouldn't let it go of any one individual. It seems to be an ongoing theme, and it's across not only in the organisation. The Minister alluded there to the Garda Inspectorate report, and that was all about corruption. And then when there was that, then today I actually acknowledged that it's about preventing corruption, not actually...
Yeah. We have listeners, Brendan, getting in touch saying that the Gardaí can drug and drink test the public when they're stopped while driving, so why not the Gardaí?
Well, absolutely, and the Minister alluded to it there in her comments, that it requires legislation. So that was where we were at with negotiations with Garda Máire. We're waiting to see the legislation. But again, an announcement of something before the legislation is even in place. We don't have an issue per se with the principle of drug testing of members, just once the system is, as I say, fair and proportionate. I mean, other workplaces have it in place, other police services have it in place. We've absolutely no objection in principle, but we would just like to see it more advanced before these announcements are made in just more detail.
Vice President of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, thank you for being with us today. Let's take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.